How's the preseason gone? How is this team maybe looking different under a new coaching regime?
Yeah, Jace, thanks for having me as always, man. It's been kind of an interesting preseason so far. I think if you look at this team and kind of the way they've started out, they're off to a 5-0 start in the preseason. Now, obviously, records don't mean a whole heck of a lot when you come to preseason hockey, but I think when you look at the way they've played so far, there's some things to be encouraged by, and you've kind of seen some of the coaching adjustments a little bit from Jared Bednar coming in and trying to work on this team a little bit better defensively to make them better in their defensive end. And while I think it's still way too soon to get a full read on how they've done with it so far, I think there's definitely signs that they're heading in the right direction. Although, we'll see once they get more of their regular players in the lineup, hopefully tomorrow night when they play the Kings in Las Vegas, I think we'll get a little bit more of a clearer picture. But I think there's a lot of reason for optimism right now around here to see that things are going in the right direction under this new head coach.
There was some people who criticized Patrick Waugh's system in the sense that, the Avs were consistently getting outshot, right? Like they had the one miracle year when they made the playoffs. But how much of that was on the system? How much do you think was on the players?
I think we're going to find out. I was always one of those guys that was critical of Patrick Waugh. I thought that the way he set his system up just set it up to basically rely too much on the goaltending. While Semyon Varlamov played outstanding in Patrick Waugh's first year when they won the division, he's kind of regressed every year since then. And so I think, Varlamov is a great goaltender. He has a chance to be one of the better goaltenders in the league, but he can't face 35, 40, 45 shots night in and night out like he was with Patrick Waugh last year. So, while I still think this team is not really up to, a high standard as far as their defensive players go, I think a little bit of a change in their system, if they can improve on that, I think they're going to be okay. One of the things I think I've noticed so far in the preseason that they're doing a little bit differently is, they're still giving up a decent amount of shot attempts every game, but they're giving them up from, outside the circles. They're not really high scoring chances like we saw in the past under Patrick Waugh. But I think this is going to be judgment type seasons for the Avalanche, where we're going to find out, all right, is there enough talent on this team to be competitive in the Central Division of the Western Conference, or was it, was it all on Patrick Waugh? It's going to be one of those things where it's going to be interesting to see kind of how it plays out, to figure out, all right, was it Waugh's fault or was it the player's fault that this team hasn't succeeded the last 2 years?
You look at their blue line, Tyson Barry, Eric Johnson, you got Francois Beauchemin. How has Nikita Zadorov looked this year?
So far, he's been up and down. I think you go back to the rookie camp he played in that when they had the Sharks and the Ducks in town here to play a little rookie tournament. The first day of the tournament, Nikita Zadorov looked really good, and he looked like, kind of a men amongst boys out there. And then the second day, he looked absolutely awful, got thrown out of the game in the third period after taking an ugly boarding penalty. And so far in the preseason, I think there's been times where he's kind of looked the same. There's been times where he looked great and it looks like he's ready to take that next step in the NHL. And then there's been times where it's like, you're kind of still seeing some of the same things that have hurt his production in the past or whatnot. But I think he's going to be a key guy to watch for this team because he's got to be good. They can't rely on just Eric Johnson and Tyson Barry to carry the load defensively for this team. We saw Francois Beauchemin last year. He kind of got worn down towards the end of the season. And, fortunately, this defensive core doesn't have a Nate Ginnan or a Nick Holden or a Brad Stewart anymore. So I think they're a little bit improved. And Nikita Zadorov is going to definitely be a key for this team.
Drew Spivak joins us. Up front, Nathan MacKinnon, man, he looked great at the World Cup. Matt Duchene, same thing. You've got Landeskog, Jerome McGinley in the final year of his contract, Carl Soderberg. Who else is going to fit in on their top two lines?
That's kind of the big question. I don't think we really know how it's going to play out yet with Jared Bednar because a lot of these guys haven't really played the preseason so far. We've only seen Matt Duchene play in one game so far. We haven't seen Mikko Rantanen, who's a guy that I think is going to probably fit on this team, but it kind of remains to be seen because Rantanen hurt himself in the rookie tournament, hurt his ankle, and we haven't seen him since. I know he's skating now, but we'll see if he starts the season out with the Avalanche or if he gets sent down to San Antonio. But, a couple guys that have looked really good so far in the preseason I think have a chance to make a play for the top six, one of them being Mikhail Grigoriko. He's been outstanding so far this year. And I wonder if they're going to maybe put him on that top line on the left side with Matt Duchene and Nathan MacKinnon on there if they decide to go with Duchesne as a winger, I think that kind of remains to be seen. But I think Gregorico has been a guy that stood out. Carl Soderberg is probably going to be the guy that's going to center that second line with Gabriel Landeskog. And then you got to figure out, all right, who do they put on that right side? Is it going to be Mikko Rantanen? Is it going to be Blake Como? I think that's kind of a remain-to-be-seen type thing as well. But you mentioned Jerome Iginla there. I think it's going to be curious where they put him this year, because he kind of looks like a guy that's on the down end of his career, wasn't as great last year as he was his first year with the Avalanche. And I think he's going to be more a guy that you're going to see in a bottom six role, probably on the third line on the right side. But with Jarrett Bednar, with the lack of, seeing these guys playing so far, it's kind of hard to say for sure how this is all going to play out, at least with the roster. But I think two guys to keep an eye on, the two guys on a PTO, Gabriel Bork and Rene Bork, two guys that have played pretty well so far this preseason that Jarrett Bednar has really made comments on that he likes the way those two guys have played so far. So if they find a way to make this team, one of those two guys could end up playing in the top six as well. We'll see.
Drew, the Avalanche in the toughest division in hockey. I don't think there's any debate about that, at least to start the season anyway. They're a team that wants to move onwards and upwards. You mentioned Grigorenko, and if he gets on the top line, I think that would be somewhat of a surprise to most people to start the year. Anyone else having a really strong camp that people didn't think was going to make the team early that now might crack the final roster?
You know, other than the two Borks that are in on PTOs, there hasn't been anybody that's really stood out. I think that's got a good chance to make this roster. They've already kind of whittled their roster down to 27 guys, so they got four more cuts to make. I think maybe one guy to keep an eye on is Duncan Siemens. He was a first-round draft pick back in 2011. I think he was 10 or 11 spots after Gabriel Landeskog in that draft. But he never was really given much of an opportunity to make this club under Patrick Waugh's regime. And, of course, he dealt with injuries. He dealt with kind of some consistency issues playing down in the minor leagues. But now he's still on this roster as the Avalanche got to cut down to eight defensemen. And so he's always been a guy I think a lot of Avalanche fans have always looked at and said, he could be a real key player for this team. And right now he's survived the cuts. So if they decide to keep eight defensemen, he could be a guy that makes this club going forward. If not, he'll probably be one of the first call-ups to start the season. But yeah, Duncan Siemens is definitely a guy I'd probably keep an eye on over the weekend and see if he makes the squad or not.
Drew, are the Avalanche a team that can prove enough to make the playoffs?
I want to say yes. I think that they are better. I don't know how much better. I like some of the moves that they made in the offseason, even though they weren't flashy, but I like the addition of Joe Colburn and Patrick Wiertosz, Fedor Tutin. I thought those guys could be nice contributors to this team. But like you said, Jason, I mean, the division's so good. I don't know how much of a jump they're going to make. But, I think there's reason to be optimistic for this team. I think Jarrett Bednar, he's proven that he can coach, that he can, get his guys to perform really well. It's just going to be a matter of, okay, how quick is the adjustment for this organization and how soon can they kind of get this thing going? Because they got a rough start to the season that they play. I think it's 7 or 9 of their first 11 games against playoff teams last year. Four of their first five are going to be on the road. They got a brutal road trip to go to Pittsburgh, Washington, Tampa Bay, and Florida to start the season. So if they find themselves getting off to a slow start, it's going to be interesting to see how this team kind of reacts under a new head coach.
Drew, we appreciate your time, man. Have a great day. We look forward to talking through the season.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good one.